السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته يا شيخنا، السلام عليكم.
ربكم كيف تفعل؟
الحمد لله بخير يا شيخنا.
الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. أما بعد، our book on these days is الأدب المفرد by الإمام البخاري رحمه الله. The last set of ahadith that we studied had to do with issues of what we say, what is lawful we can say, especially regarding individuals. For example, if we narrate an incident without mentioning the names of those involved in the incident, all that we desire from the incident is to draw lessons and benefits and warnings from the incident. Will that count as from riba, backbiting? Al-Imam al-Bukhari said no. Why? Because he brought us the bab, man lam yara بحكاية الخبر بعثا. حكاية الخبر, narrating or conveying a narrative, narrating an incident, does not count as from the issues of al-ghiba. Don't forget, that is when the narrative does not involve the names of people or the persons description in such a way that people understand, oh, okay, is referring to Mr. So-so and so, but that an incident occurred, the like of which our mother Aisha radiallahu anha reported to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam about 11 women in Yemen who had converged. وتعاقدنا وتعاهدنا ألا يكتمنا شيئا من أخبار أزواجهن. They all agreed and pledged that, hey, none of us will tell a lie, and none of us would hide anything regarding the affairs, the condition, how we deal with our husbands. Ikhwa, you will see that these women, even our mother Aisha radiallahu anha, who was narrating the incidents to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, she does not know these women. The Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, he did not know them. In fact, even those ones that were mentioned by name, Malik, Wama Malik, Malik Khairun min Zalik, and so on. And the end of them, Zar'in, who even mentioned her husband and the second man she married after Abu Zar. These people were not known. Nothing is known of them. So when we don't know those who were involved, we don't have any information about them. The description is not about any particular person, but we want to narrate the incidents to draw and highlight points of benefit from them. It is not considered as from riba, backbiting, which is unlawful, because Allah had warned us, وَلَا يَغْتَبْ بَعْضُكُمْ بَعْضًا. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned the incidents of a messenger of Allah, a prophet of Allah, who was injured on the head, who was now wiping away blood from his forehead. And he was saying, Allahumma ghfir li qawmi fa innahum la ya'lamun. Allah, forgive my people for what they are doing. They are injuring the head of a prophet of Allah. You will see that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam started that narration by saying, "Inna abda min ibadillahi ba'athahu Allahu ila qawmin fakazzabuh." Certainly, one of the servants of Allah, ba'athahu Allahu ila qawmin, Allah raised him to a group of people. You can see they are left unknown. Abdan min ibadillah ba'athahu Allahu ila qawmin, one of the servants of Allah. Allah raised him to a particular people. Allah raised him to go and warn them and invite them to his worship. فَكَذَّبُوهُ وَشَجُّوهُ, they called him a liar and they wounded his face. So you would see that in this incident, the Prophet was just talking about a group of people, a particular messenger of Allah, without any specifics. That's why some of the scholars even said that, yes, it looks as if it was the incidence of the injury to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam when he went to Taif to invite the people, but the way the Prophet presented it alayhi salatu wasalam, it did not show that those who lied and injured the messenger were the people of Taif. And so some scholars say, no, the Prophet was not even talking about himself. As he made it obscure, inna abda min ibadillahi ba'athahu Allahu ila qawmin, that it was another prophet before him. The incidents only look like the incidents of the people of Taif who injured the messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, disbelieving in him at the beginning before they all accepted Islam. He said, فَقَذَّبُوهُ وَشَجُّوهُ فَكَانَ يَمْسَحُ الدَّمَ عَنْ جَبْهَتِهِ, and then he was wiping off blood from his forehead. This is hikaya. This is hikayatul khabar. It does not count as from the aspects of ghiba. No name was mentioned particularly. No description was mentioned so that we already know that we know the people, even if we didn't mention their name. This is also different from what some of us do. Yes, you won't mention him, but you begin to use your mouth, your nose, and your eyes to point at the person who was involved. That is ghibah. What they are saying is, when the person regarding the report is not known, all that would be important in that report was the incidents and the lessons in it, not the persons that were behind the incidents. I hope that this is clear. After that, we came to the issue of concealing and shielding a Muslim. Babu man satara musliman, the chapter about the one he saw the Muslim doing something very bad. We gave three categories that this may be: the one that is lawful and encouraged, one person widely known with righteousness. Everybody knows him. May Allah protect all of us. And then he falls short following his desires and shaitan. He commits a mistake, a sin. He committed it mistakenly. How would you know that it was a mistake? One, we'd never known him with things like that. He's not known with things like that at all. And then when he committed it yesterday, he was subhanallah, and quickly, like Allah mentioned regarding the righteous people in the Quran, الَّذِينَ إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاعِشَةً أَوْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ ذَكَرُوا اللَّهَ فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا لِذُنُوبِهِمْ وَمَنْ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَلَمْ يُصِرُّوا عَلَى مَا فَعَلُوا وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ. Those who, when they become falling short into obscenity, ذَكَرُوا اللَّهِ, they quickly remember Allah. And quickly they begin to hasten. They understand that Allah is the one who grants forgiveness. ولم يصروا. You not see them coming back to that thing again, knowingly. And that was the case of the likes of Ba'is. Ba'is was mentioned by his people to be a very righteous person. They said that he was from the righteous people amongst them. May Allah protect all of us. When he fell and committed the mistake of zina, may Allah protect all of us. His people were still saying, this man is a righteous man. Before it became public, he brought it public himself, seeking to be cleansed and getting atonement for his sin, right in this dunya before Akhirah. There are reports that he approached Abu Bakr al-Siddiq, and then that one told him, radiyallahu anhu, do not expose yourself. Allah has covered you. Cover yourself. He came to Umar, do not expose yourself. Allah has covered you. Cover yourself. Why? Originally, Ma'iz was known to be a righteous person. All that happened to him was a fall. And that fall, he required to make genuine tawbah and not bring himself to the public. May Allah protect all of us. The point here is that those who should be protected, like the Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, من ستر أخاه المسلم في الدنيا ستره الله في الدنيا والآخرة. Whoever shields and protects and conceals the faults of his brother, his Muslim brother, here in this dunya, ستره الله في الدنيا أو ستره الله يوم القيامة, as it's in other expressions, Allah will also cover his own faults. Allah will not allow the entirety of the people to see his faults on the day of Qiyamah. In this dunya, he will also get covered from his faults. He will not be shown to his public. This is the point in this hadith. Covering those who are known. Covering them will help them. Exposing them, in fact, will be harmful to the public. Because the rest of the generality of the people begin to say, if as righteous as brother so and so, he can commit this mistake, we are not righteous, then you see people getting confident to commit sins. So exposing people like that will not help them, and it will not help the cost of goodness. May Allah protect all of us. But as for those who are known criminals, they are known sinful and unrighteous. When they do things like this, reporting the matter to the authority, yes, they who report the matter to the authority. We remember the case of those who are laughing and jesting at the rest of the Muslims. In one of the battles, Allah mentioned it in Surah At-Tawbah. They were laughing and jesting. They themselves said, "Innama kunna nakhudhu wa nal'abu." We're only jesting and joking. Allah said, "Qul abillahi wa ayatihi wa rasulihi kuntum tastahzi'un qad kafartum ba'da imanikum." La ta'tadhiru. Don't bring that excuse. So if we know this was done by Munafikun, they were reported to the Prophet. What was that? They were making jest of Muslims who were observing Qiyamul Layl before the battle. So if we know people to be people of sinfulness, we know people to be people of evil, and that if we conceal them, they go about spreading evil in the community, we should report them to constituted authority, whether the imam, whether the community heads, whether the local government heads, in fact, directly to the police, as the case may require. May Allah protect all of us. The ulama say, okay, when we cannot say into which of the two groups does the individual belong, see, from the righteous, is he an evil person? Will concealing him bring benefits to him the rest of the people, will exposing him bring benefits or not? We don't know, because we don't know this individual so well. But we can see signs on him. This person is a Muslim, bi'idhnillah. He's responsible. The ulama say, in that case, the basic rule is to conceal him for as long as no indicator shows otherwise. So we'll conceal it and we'll be watching. When the situation shows otherwise, then we expose. But the basic rule is to conceal the Muslim. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said that man satara musliman satarahu allahu fi dunya wal akhirah. So if we can recognize him, he's a Muslim. Man satara musliman, any Muslim. This person is a Muslim and is looking responsible. It means the initial observation stand towards case one of handling a righteous case. So let's see how things go. So we cover at the beginning. But when indications show that, hey, this man is otherwise what we think, then he may be exposed. If the pressing benefits for the generality of the society is that such a person should be exposed. May Allah protect all of us. May Allah protect all of us. After that, we came into the issues about this expression, halak an-nas, people are ruined. People are destroyed. Eh? What kind of good can you see about these people? They can never, never be better. We know that many say this about our own country, that people are ruined. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِذَا سَمِعْتَ الرَّجُلَ يَقُولُ هَلَكَ النَّاسِ فَهُوَ أَهْلَكُ. If you hear someone saying, people are ruined, people are destroyed, فَهُوَ أَهْلَكُهُمْ, he is worse than all of them. He that is shouting is worse. And we have seen it very truly, ikhwa. Those who go on upon the campaign of evil, campaign of demean, campaign of deliberate insult, not just about mentioning what is necessary to be amended to the necessary quotas. This one is recognized in our religion. Something needs to be done by the ministry of so-so-so-so. The individual notes it, he writes it down, he describes the problem, he mentions the solution, and then he goes to meet those in charge to give a nasiha. This is okay. Or publicly somebody was insulted. Say, no, don't insult this person. Don't insult the president. Don't insult the Muslims. Don't. And then he keeps quiet. Yes. But that all that concerns you, all that matters, all that is your business, is that you go about demeaning, demarketing, destroying the name of a group of people or of a country or of a region and so on, describing them to be ruined and destroyed, finished set of people, shithole and all of these. This one is inappropriate. The one who does that is doing this inappropriately. The Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, فَهُوَ أَهْلَكُمْ, he is worse than them. And we have seen that most people who do this, they end up becoming clearly known to the world to be evil people. Even if people see them, they bend down everywhere they go. And all of these serving food, it becomes clear at the end of the day that these people are not good people. May Allah protect all of us. Why? Because all that they were doing in the first place was just insulting, was just abuse, not nasiha. They also want to say, like the ulama say to us, that the reason they were saying that, كَانَ يَقُولُهُ عَلَىٰ سَبِيلِ الْإِذْرَاءِ عَلَىٰ النَّاسِ وَاحْتِقَارِهِمْ, all that he was doing was insulting people, demeaning them, وَتَفْضِيلِ نَفْسِهِ عَلَيْهِمْ, and to show that there is nobody as good as I am. I am the best. I am this. I am that. That is all that he wants to show. It was what taqbihi ahwali. He also wants to show how so disgraced and dismean their conditions are. It was not about rectification. It was not about advice. It was not about any good intention to establish goodness. It was just about insult and demean and disgrace. By that, he would have earned a lot of evil upon his head. And in the end, Allah will show him, Allah will show them, as the case may be, to be worse than the rest of the people. So the Prophet said, alayhi salatu wassalam, إِذَا سَمِعْتَ الرَّجُلَ يَقُولُ, if you hear a man saying that هَلَكَ النَّاسِ وَهُوَ أَهْلَكُهُمْ, oh, people are destroyed, they are finished. Oh, he is worse than them. May Allah protect us. But if it were that people were really, really in a very bad situation, their farmlands were destroyed, and a person comes and says, oh, so people in so community, one big evil has happened to them. Their farmland was destroyed. Okay, yes. Why? Because all that involves is describing the circumstance of the people. It did not include bringing them down, demeaning them down, setting them up for expressions of disgrace. These two situations, they are clearly different. So be careful when you want to say, oh, Nigeria is this, so persons are these are that. Be careful. Don't let it be that all that mattered to you is that you want to describe evil and the people are evil. You want to show that you are good, you are this, you are that. If you continue, I beg Allah to grant you rectification. Otherwise, you may end up in disgrace too, to show to the world that you are worse than the people you want to bring demean and disgrace to. Today, bismillah, I'll be looking at an entirely different topic. Also from the issues of what we can say and what we should not say. Ikhwah, look at this deen, Islam. There are a lot of guidance and restrictions about what can you say, what can you not say. What can you say to people, what you cannot say to people. What you can say behind them, what you cannot say behind them. The lessons regarding this are enshrined in the Quran. Allah especially basically warned us, subhanahu wa ta'ala, said, وَقُولُوا لِلنَّاسِ حُسْنًا, say only what is right to the people. When you speak to people, say goodness. This is the basic rule in our religion. And then he warned us, وَيْلٌ لِكُلِّ هُمَزَةِ اللُّمَزَةِ. Those who behind the people, they say all kinds of evil. Lumazat say, okay, let him come in front too. I will say it in front of him. And all that he's doing is demean, disgrace, insulting his brother behind him and in front of him, because he thinks that he has power and authority over him. So our religion really, really controls what we say. In fact, while doing that, the exceptions in those areas too will be given. So it requires that we learn and know what can we say, what we should not say, what is permissible to say, what is not permissible to say, so that we'll not be getting into sin regarding our speech, regarding our actions. May Allah protect us. Here, Imam al-Bukhari said, بَعَبٌ لَا يَقُولُ لِلْمُنَافِقِ سَيِّدٌ. The chapter regarding the warning that لَا يَقُولُ لِلْمُنَافِقِ سَيِّدٌ. The individual, do not say, or the individual should not address a munafiq. Don't address a munafiq saying Sayyid Master. Sayyidun Master. Don't say referring to a munafiq master. Don't say that. This title heading requires that we understand who then is a munafiq. Who is a munafiq? What does nifaq? What does it mean, ikhwa? We usually don't talk about things like this. What does nifaq mean? We translate nifaq to mean hypocrisy. What does it mean? So because we do not usually explain these matters, people give it the meaning that they like. Because the scholars usually don't go on explaining things like this. Ikhwa, what is nifaq? Ikhwa, what is shirk? Ikhwa, what is kufr? And they begin to explain, giving details. From the aspects of araftu sharra la li sharri, knowing evil, describing evil, li tawqih, so that the people can avoid that evil. If you know what is shirk and the forms of shirk, we will avoid shirk. If you learn about kufr, so certain is kufr. In fact, it is kufrun duna kufrin. It is a kufr that is lesser than the kufr that expels the person from Islam. We start asking, what does kufrun duna kufrin mean? Kufr al-kufr al-akbar al-kufr al-askar. What does it mean? Al-nifaq. We translate it to mean hypocrisy. What does it mean? What does nifaq mean? Ikhwa al-jahiliyya. What does jahiliyya mean? If a person does something and he is referred to and called a jahili, this person behaves like the people of jahiliyya. What does it mean? Are there various differences between jahiliya? The ulama classified al-jahiliyatul amma wal-jahiliyatul khassa. The jahiliya that was general before the Prophet came, alayhi salatu wasalam, no guidance. Ignorance was everywhere regarding deen. Is jahiliyatul amma. People did not know anything. When the Prophet came, alayhi salatu wasalam, from then onwards till today, jahiliya will be khasa. It will be depend on individuals. It will depend on communities where you are. Your community may be a community upon al jahiliya. It will be khasatun bihinna, or bihim, or bi ahli al-iklim, wal mudun. Particular countries, particular places, they can be under jahiliya. So jahiliya can be khasa from after the Prophet came. It's restricted to them. It's not all across the world like that. No. That one only happened before the Prophet came, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So these details, okay, what are the simat? What are the signs, the behaviors, the ways of life of the people during jahiliya? Then we begin to study them one after the other. Ikhwa, these kinds of studies are necessary. So when you understand what jahiliya is and was, you will not behave like the people of jahiliya. You will not. You will keep away from jahiliya. And the elements, the indices of the times of jahiliya. The same thing, ikhwa, ashirku, the forms of shirk. الشرك الأكبر الشرك الأصغر وتعدي الرياء is also called الشرك. Is it the shirk that expels a person from Islam? الرياء showing off, السمعة popularity seeking. These are from the aspects of الشرك too. Do they expel the person from Islam, or they are الشرك الأصغر, the lesser of the two forms of shirk, the one that does not constitute expulsion from Islam? Or how about as-sihr itself? And then we begin to mention the various forms of things that constitute the shirk, ash-shirkul akbar, that constitutes expulsion of the individual from Islam. The same thing when we come to the matters of an-nifaq. Nifaq is so deadly and dangerous that the individual can get into it without knowing. May Allah protect all of us. So the ulama explain what nifaq, what it means. In fact, if you go to Surah Al-Tawbah, over 60% of that surah was describing nifaq and munafiqeen. Over 60% of Surah Al-Tawbah was describing nifaq and munafiqeen. Nifaq itself, that word nifaq, is the verbal noun form, the masdar of the word nafaqa. So they will say yunafiku, and the verbal noun form is nifaqan, nifaqan. So the ulama say it is speak from that word an-nafiqa'u. An-nafiqa'u refers to the holes of an animal. The ulama, the Arabs refer to it as al-yarbu'. Al-yarbu' in English, I think the English people do not have it because they call it a name similar to this Arabic inscription. Al-yarbu', it is herbu', H-E-R-B-O-A. That animal looks like a big rat with the ears of a rabbit. The animal, this yarbu', well known amongst the Arabs. It looks like a big rat with the ears of a rabbit. So this yarbu', it also has holes, just like a rat. It digs a hole where it enters its place of stay. It can now have 5, 10, 15 other holes from the other angle where it exits during the time of worry and problem. So it can enter from here, come out from there. So you'll be searching for it here when it is already out there. The ulama say this is from where that word nifaq came from. So you see in the Sharia, when the individual shows Islam, yuzhirul Islam, in the Sharia of Islam, yastu ar-rajulu kufrahu wa yuzhiru imanahu. Yuzhiru al-iman wa yubtinu al-kufr. An individual will be showing he's a Muslim, will be observing Salat together. Yes, mostly they come for Salah, even if that Salah itself, inside that Salah they can be recognized. The scholars mention it. Allah himself told us about that in the Quran. إِذَا قَامُوا إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ قَامُوا كُسَالَى. When they come for Salah, they come lazily. And Salat is the thing with which they quickly blend with the rest of the Muslims to show that they are Muslims. Of course, because of the place of Salat in our deen. إِذَا قَامُوا إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ قَامُوا كُسَالَى مُنَافِقُونَ. When they come for Salat, قَامُوا كُسَالَى. When they stand in Salah, they stand in the stand of laziness. Why? يُرَاؤُونَ النَّاسِ. Because all that matters to them is that people should just see that we are Muslims. وَلَا يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. But as for remembering Allah in that Salah, they did not even come to pray in the first place. All that they want to show is just be with the people. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah in fact himself subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, he told us about munafiqun. إِذَا قَامُوا إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ قَامُوا كُسَالَى يُرَاؤُونَ النَّاسِ. They only want to show to people that we are Muslims. So they come to declare to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that they believe in him. But truly inside their mind, they don't believe. Like that animal al-yarbu'. it will have a hole to show that is inside, but the other side is out of it. So munafikun, they show Islam from one angle, but from many other angles, their life is a life of kufur. They show Islam from one angle. The other angle, they are already out of Islam. They enter Islam from one angle. From the other angles, very many other holes, they are out of Islam. This is from where that word was originally coined, nifaq. May Allah protect all of us. And this is the way of munafiqun. One eye into Islam, very many other eyes and behavior and speech out of Islam. They would come to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah told us about them. إِذَا جَاءَكَ الْمُنَافِقُونَ قَالُوا نَشْهَدُ إِنَّكَ لَرَسُولُ اللَّهِ. They will come to the Prophet Muhammad. Subhanallah, ikhwa, this is big. قَالُوا and say to him, نَشْهَدُ إِنَّكَ لَرَسُولُ اللَّهِ. Look at all these emphases. It is one of the ways of munafiqun. They swear a lot. They are always swearing. So they come to the Prophet emphasizing, Nashhadu, we affirm, we pledge, we testify, innaka, that certainly you, Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, la Rasulullah, the messenger of Allah. This is what they say with their tongue. Allah told us also in the Quran, Yaquluna bi afwahihim, مَا لَيْسَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ. They say with their tongue what is not inside their mind. They say with their tongue something absent from their minds. They can say this, but it's a lie. And that's why when the individual stands in salat, you see his head is bowed. He's reading Quran gently. The shoulders are all folded in salat. And then you see him. The ulama referred to that as khushu al-nifaq, when the mind is absent. Why? All that he wants to do is to show to the people. That mind, the body is showing khushu to Allah, but the mind is far away from Allah. The mind only wants to show to the world, social media. So they say, mashallah, look at khushu. The ulama referred to that as khushu al-nifaq. Each time, the actions of the body are opposite from the deeds of the heart. So munafiqun, in their mouth, apparently to the world, they declare iman for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah says, Wallahu ya'lamu innaka la rasuluhu, Wallahu yashhadu inna al-munafiqina la kadibun. Allah knows that you, Muhammad, you are my messenger, alayhi salatu wasalam. You are messenger of Allah. But Wallahu yashhadu. At the same time, Allah tells us in a testimony, yashhadu. Allah affirms, testifies it, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wallahu yashhadu innal munafiqin. Certainly, these munafiqun, la, they are certainly liars. And that's one of the symbols of nifaq. It's one of the behaviors of nifaq. Al-kazib, idha haddasa kazaba. When he tells a lie, when he gives a narrative, it is a lie, we find. Chronic liars from the behaviors of munafiqun. When they speak, they tell a lie. So nifaq is somebody shows Islam, but he's actually a kafir. Or he's just showing that he's a Muslim. But truly, truly the kafir, munafiq. So nifaq, this is the meaning of it. A person shows Islam, but inside his mind is not a Muslim. So how does that happen? The Muslims will be feeling that they are part of him. Oh, he's part of us. But he knows he's not part of them. Allah told us that too about them in Surah Al-Baqarah. In almost 15 verses, Allah was telling us about munafiqun. So they show iman. وَإِذَا لَقُوا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا قَالُوا آمَنَّا وَإِذَا خَلَوْا إِلَىٰ شَيَاطِينِهِمْ. That is the time they show their true colors. قَالُوا إِنَّا مَعَكُمْ إِنَّمَا نَحْنُ مستهزئون. We only just in our laughing with those Muslims. We are not Muslims. May Allah protect us. So this nifaq, it has two forms. There are two major forms of nifaq. The ulama refer to it, they say, al-nifaqu li'i'tiqadi. They also refer to this nifaqu li'i'tiqadi as what? Al-nifaqu al-akbar. The bigger form of nifaq, hypocrisy. If I say hypocrisy now, we know what I mean. Somebody showing Islam, but he's actually a kafir. May Allah protect all of us. Inside his mind is a kafir. How? We will explain it now. Ikhwah, many are guilty of this. Whether nifaqul i'tiqadi or the second one of it, nifaqul amali. النفاق العملي أو النفاق الأصغر. نفاق الاعتقادي, the scholars mention 6 things about it. The نفاق that has to do with belief itself. It is connected to the individual's belief. He is actually a kafir. He does not believe in Allah. He does not believe in the Prophet Muhammad عليه الصلاة والسلام. He is a kafir. He does not believe in the Quran. He's a kafir. But he comes to the masjid to pray. You see him with the Muslims. In fact, she may even be wearing hijab, jilbab, niqab, which is kafir, munafiqun. May Allah protect all of us. So munafiqun, nifaq al-i'tiqadi, the ones who are munafiqun from the aspects of belief. There are 6 things inside it. Watch it and check yourself whether you belong to it. Because this one, no matter what you are doing, if you have it, you are a kafir. You are the one that Allah is talking about when he said, إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ فِي الدَّرْكِ الْأَسْفَلِ مِنَ النَّارِ. The munafiqun will be in the lower, at الدَّرْكِ الْأَسْفَلِ, the lowest bottom of Jahannam. Because they are worse than mushrikun. Ikhwa, hear it. Munafik that has nifakul i'tiqadi is worse than mushrik. It's worse than a kafir who will be in Jahannam forever. Because the mushrik has only one sin. What is that? Shirk. As for munafik, he has shirk and kufur. Plus what? Deceiving the people of iman. So munafiqun are worse than mushrikun. But you see them with Muslims. You see them in the masjid. You see them wearing caps with beards. They may even be wearing jilbab and niqab, and is munafiq. Unfortunately, nobody can say it regarding the other. Nobody. We don't see the mind. We are not seeing inside your heart. And this one is nifaqul i'tiqadi. The nifaq existing inside the mind like that of kufar. They kufar inside. But outside they are behaving like Muslims. Look at them coming to say to the Prophet, Ya Rasulallah, innaka la Rasulullah. Oh, Messenger of Allah, you are Rasulullah. Allah says, they are liars. Inna al-munafiqeen la kazibun. They are liars. Ittakhadhu aymanahum junnatan. All those swearing, wallahi, they are saying, you are Rasulullah. There is only a way to protect themselves. So they go underground to dissuade people from the path of Allah. So in front, yes, Muslims, but behind, they are not. Look at what Allah called them. He didn't say kufarihim. Shayateen like themselves. Kalu inna ma'akum. Oh, you are our real friends. Innama we were only making a jest and a mockery of people of Islam by observing the salat with them. So now we will mention 6 things that is inside nifaqul i'tiqadi. You check by yourself where you belong to Ikhwa. May Allah protect all of us. Issue number one, ayyuhal ikhwa. Al-Imam Ibn al-Qayyim mentioned this. From those who mentioned who study the verses of the Quran for each of these things. There are verses of the Quran that clearly shows them. As we read them, you will hear it. Sheikh Muhammad, Sheikh Saleh Fawzan al-Fawzan also mentioned it in his book. This book originally used to be called Kitab al-Tawheed, but now it is changed to Aqidat al-Tawheed. I reviewed the translation, it was published in London. Brothers, get this book so that you read about shirk, you read about kufr, you read about nifaq, you read about al-jahiliyyah. Ikhwa, you also read about Tawheed. You read about bid'ah. It was one of the first books that we read and read and read and read when we were younger. Kitab al-Tawheed by Sheikh Fawzan. But it's now called Aqidat al-Tawheed by Sheikh Saleh, the present Mufti of the Mamlaka. It's a very blessed book. Small book, but full of benefits. So he cited these six things from Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah. Many other scholars have explained these same things that he cited in this book. The first thing about an-nifaq al-i'tiqadi, that's also called an-nifaq al-akbar, the major nifaq that expels a person from Islam. In fact, the ulama say that people who suffer from these things, they hardly repent. Munafiqun nifaq al-i'tiqadi aw al-akbar, they are hardly able to repent. The first one is takzib al-rasul alayhi salatu, calling the prophet a liar, rejecting his prophethood. He does not actually believe in the prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Not believing in the prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That was the one we read in Surah al-Munafiqun. They'll say Nakala Rasulullah. But the true thing is that they actually do not believe him. You remember that they came, we are saying a lot of things to the Prophet. Who are Uzun? Ra'inan. So many expressions. They will come to the Prophet. They will be using words indirectly to insult him. Because they don't believe in him. They are the ones Allah was saying, إِذَا خَلَوْا إِلَىٰ شَيَاطِينِهِمْ, when they return to Satan like themselves. So they truly do not believe in the Prophet Muhammad. Any person who, if you wear jilbab, you, but you don't believe تَكْذِيبُ الرَّسُولِ, you belie and deny, reject the Prophet Muhammad عليه الصلاة. You don't really believe that he was messenger of Allah. You're a munafiq, even if we are wearing a niqab. Munafiq. And this nifaq is the nifaq that will make you be worse than a mushrik. So check your hearts and rectify yourself. May Allah protect all of us. Takzib al-Rasul is the first one. Because the first iman of a Muslim is al-imanu bi risalati. Al-imanu bi rasul alayhi salam. If a person wants to accept Islam now, what does he say? Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. No, it is not complete. وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. In his own case, he can say it in his mouth, but his heart does not believe. He's munafiq. He's kafir, deceiving us. The mushrik is kafir, not deceiving us. So who is worse? تكذيب الرسول. Denying, belying, rejecting the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Inside his mind, he does not believe that Muhammad is Rasulullah. So how can he be a Muslim? They will call Adhan, Ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah. He does not believe. These days, he may even come to Medina, go to Makkah. What are you coming to do in Medina? The second issue is takzibu ba'adhi ma ja'a bihi Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Takzibu ba'adhi ma ja'a bihi Rasul. Belying, rejecting, not accepting part of what the Prophet came with, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He does not like it, does not want it. He rejects it. Part of what the Prophet came with, anything from what the Prophet came with. Why? Iman in his messengership is that you believe and accept everything that he came with. everything the Prophet came with, you accept it. You accept the entirety of the Quran and the entirety of his Sunnah, alayhi salatu wasalam. As long as this Sunnah is proven from him, you accept it. To belie, deny, reject anything from what the Prophet brought, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is part of nifaq, is part of kufr. So inside your mind, you are kafir. Or outside, you are wearing jilbab. Like some Muslims, reject, belie, deny. Reject, belie, deny. Some of the things of deen in our religion. Like hijab. Some Muslims don't like that. Other Muslims are wearing hijab. You are munafik. They hate it. As if to say, why is this thing inside religion? They deny the religion. We don't want. No, yeah, no, you can't wear niqab here. You can't wear jilbab here. And this is established as part of the things the Prophet came with, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Rejecting anything from what the Prophet came with is kufr. Have you seen anyone who is like this, who repented? May Allah protect all of us. Takzibu ba'dhi ma ja'a bihi ar-rasul. Belying anything from the things that the Prophet came with. Why? Iman is to accept everything that he came with. Did Allah not say to us that, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu dukhulu fi silmi kafatan? When you come to Islam, complete. Wala tattabi'u khutuwati shaitan. Don't follow the footsteps of shaitan. Take some, leave some. When Allah blamed the Jews, the Yahud, the Christians, he said, أَفَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِبَعْضِ الْكِتَابِ وَتَكْفُرُونَ بِبَعْضِ. Should you accept some of the message and you reject some? فَمَا جَزَاءُ مَنْ يَفْعَلُ ذَلِكَ إِلَّا فَمَا جَزَاءُ مَنْ يَفْعَلُ ذَلِكَ مِنْكُمْ إِلَّا خِزْيٌ فِي الْحَيَاةِ. The ways of kufar. You'll be disgraced in this world, disgraced in the hereafter. Why? يُؤْمِنُونَ بِبَعْضِ الْكِتَابِ وَيَكْفُرُونَ بِبَعْضِ. They accept and believe part of the religion. They reject the other part. Munafikun, that's their way. May Allah protect us. تَكْذِيبُ بَعْضِ مَا جَاءَ بِهِ الرَّسُولِ. The first point about النِّفَاقُ الْإِعْتِقَادِ is تَكْذِيبُ الرَّسُولِ himself. You don't believe that Muhammad is Rasulullah. Alayhi salam. The second, I believe I'm saying, but say, you know, inside that, inside the Quran too, there are something. Which thing? What? 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 Are you putting question marks to in the Quran and in authentic Sunnah, proven Sunnah? What is it? Tell us. So when a person is like, it's munafik. Munafik. Yeah, why? He did not accept the entirety of the message that was brought. And it is accepting the whole message that matters. Rejecting part of it. Allah blamed the people for it. Blame Jews. Blame Christians. They accept part, they reject part. Musa, this one, you say, we'll take this one, but we'll not take this one. We believe that you are a prophet of Allah, but you know this one, we'll take it. This one, we'll not take it. They were cursed. We don't want this part. There are Muslims who do that. Let us select from Islam. Look at what Issa people are suggesting now. Let us select from Islam the path that will conform with all of us. With you and who? You and Issa? No. There are two clear lines. One leading to righteousness and goodness to Allah. The other one is Zulumat. Siratun Mustaqim and Zulumat. Because some Muslims too buy these dirty ideas. You know, later, you know, in this side, our Islam, we can take some things, we can, you and who take some things out, leave others. It's kufur, disbelief. So if it is not completely Islam, it cannot be Islam. That is not talking about your failures in your practice as an individual, where you are still having shortcomings. Where you are still having failures. This is not what we are talking about. Believing it and accepting it as part of our Islam. This is Islam. It's part of our religion. So accepting part of it, rejecting and denying part of what the Prophet brought, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is the nifaq. It takes the person out of Islam, into the deepest pits of Jahannam, under the mushrikun. Why? His kufr is upon kufr. He still rejects the Prophet Muhammad, alayhi salatu wasalam, and then he's deceiving the Muslims. The mushrikun reject him, but they are not deceiving us. The first issue the ulama mentioned, takzeebu rasul, rejecting the Prophet completely. The second one, takzeebu ba'dhi ma ja'a, rejecting part of what the Prophet brought, alayhi salatu wasalam. Number three, bughdhu rasul, alayhi salatu wasalam, hating the Prophet. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Because part of iman is that you should love the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said to us, "La yu'minu ahadukum hatta akuna ahabba." You do not have iman until I become most beloved, like to you, than your parents, than whatever. I am the most beloved person to you. That is the condition for iman. Do you know that the Prophet must be the most beloved human being to you as a mu'min? That was what Allah told us about companions now. An-nabiyyu awla bil mu'minina min anfusihim. Abu Bakr, Umar, Usman that you have seen, radiyallahu anhu, the Prophet was more beloved to them than themselves. You ask yourself, is the Prophet more beloved to you than yourself? If you are like this, this is iman. But munafiqun actually hate the Prophet Muhammad. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Hate. So they make a jest of him whenever they found the opportunity. Inna ma kunna nakhudu wa nal'abu. Oh, we were just joking, laughing. Laughing for against who? Who are you laughing at? Munafiqun. They laugh at the people of Iman. They make jest at the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How many times were they insulting him? How many times were they insulting the Prophet? Face to face. Uzun. Ra'ina. Allah said, don't say, la taqulu ra'ina wa qulu dhurna wasma'u. They refer to the Prophet as Uzun. They insult him because they hate him. Hating the Prophet, Bughdhu Rasuli, alayhi salatu. Nifaq. Number four, Bughdhu Ba'dhi Ma Ja'a Bihi Rasul. You accept it, you are doing it, but you hate it. Hating the Prophet. And hating any part of what he brought. Many of us have heard it before we went to the program. Even though that is upon ignorance. Once he starts to go up and say, me, these issues of polygamy you are discussing, I hate it, I hate it, I hate it. We say, munafiki. You hate it. Hate? You hate anything from what the Prophet brought, alayhi salatu. Allah said it in the Quran. From the conditions of iman is, you like everything Allah has brought. You like everything the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came with. فَلَا وَرَبِّكَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. Allah swore, I swear by your Lord, they have not had iman hatta until and unless يُحَكِّمُوكَ فِي مَا شَجَرَ بَيْنَهُمْ. They make you Muhammad alayhi salam, the one who has the final say regarding the affairs amongst them. ثُمَّ لَا يَجِدُونَ فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ حَرَجًا مِمَّا قَضَيْتَ. When you give a rule, they don't have any, is it what the Prophet said? They don't have any reservation inside their mind. How many things inside Islam do you have reservations for? In the mind that Allah gave you, with the sense that he gave you, is the same sense and mind that you are using to have reservations about the rulings of Sharia. Hey, you know, there are some reservations. If you, what are you reservations? What are you reserving? If you have reservation, it's because your sense is not very complete. Because this Sharia was established by Al-Alim Al-Hakim.
or you are reading from a mistaken interpretation. But that this is how it is, and then you're having reservations. It is your sense that has reservations. So some now say, I hate. You hate what? Or show behaviors of hatred towards it. It's the same thing. You express hatred, or you behave showing hatred. It's the same thing. Book Dubal Vima, hating part of Maja Abihir Rasul. Allah said, Wa ma kana li mu'minin wala mu'minatin idha qada Allahu wa rasuluhu amran an yakuna lahumul khiyarat min amrihim. It is not from iman at all. You will not find people of ma kana. You will not see that with people of iman. What is that? Idha qada Allahu wa rasuluhu amran. When Allah and his messenger decide an affair, they still feel something inside their mind. No, it's not the way of iman. Is that what Allah said? Is that what the Sunnah said? And the hadith is sahih. Five. Amanna bihi. Kullum min indi rabbina. Ikhwa, many times accept it whether you understand it or not. This sharia is from al-alim al-hakim. If you don't understand it, it is your own sense that has a problem. Number five, al-masarratu bin khitabi din al-rasul. Al-masarra. He is glad. Bin khitabi din al-rasul. When the religion comes down and the people of Islam come down, something happened to some. He's happy. Some people do this upon political lines. Some Muslims in the north will be killed. You are happy. Northerners are killed. Who are you? You have me fuck inside your mind. Munafik. Munafiki. Oh, some Muslims wearing jilbab and niqab. Something happened to them and you are happy. Munafik, niyo. Oh, they killed one umul khair. They brought her to them. Hey, when we say don't wear niqab, they will not. Munafiki, niyo, loji umul khair. The reason you are saying that you are munafik. Munafik. So when they hear that something evil happens to Islam and the people of Islam, yasurruhum. Entusibhum. Entusibukum sayyi'atun. They are happy. They are glad. Allah is in the Quran. When something negative happens to the people of Islam and Iman, they are happy. Look at how U.S. is bombing Saudi Arabia. Bombing, he's happy. Munafiki. Munafiki. The home of the Kaaba. The home where the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is buried alayhi salatu wasalam. When some things in this sentence, they are happy. That even in Saudi, start Munafiki. So they are happy when down, coming down in Din Khifabi, Din Rasul. When the Din suffers, the people of Islam suffer, the Muslims suffer because of Islam. Don't forget, the Muslims suffer, and we go to the bottom. We know that the bottom of this matter is that this attack, this bringing, the woman who was burnt to death, was it not because she was a Muslimah? Injustice. She was pushed out, as in the report, she was pushed out from police station. If you are happy with that, you are a munafik. May Allah protect us. The sixth one, al-karahiyatul intisari dini rasul. The opposite of that. When something good happens to the Muslim, yakrahu, he hates it. But when something bad, he likes it, happens. But when something negative happens, he likes it. When something bad, good happens, well, he does not like it. When something good happens, he does not like it. He feels bad. It happens to the Muslims, the people of Iman. Something successful. They announced that the Hajj this year, 3.something million performed, that. No casualty. Listen, right? No deaths, no incidents, no. People just came, perform Hajj and went. He's not happy. He wants a Hajj where there's tragedies. May Allah protect all of us. Munafik. So these are the six things. These aspects are nifakul i'tiqadi. It affects the aqidah of the person. That person is munafik, mushrik, kafir. Truly, but showing Islam to the people. So this is the first and the worst part of nifaq. And nifakul i'tiqadi. Ikhwa, I'm just looking at the time now, and I can see that we have spent the time. Bismillah, we come to class tomorrow to explain the second part of nifaq, so that we can proceed. And I hope that these kinds of discourses will open up in other forums. Let us describe these things. In the days of social media now, things are becoming confusing to people. Everybody thinks he has a say. Everybody thinks he can believe what he likes. I know what I'm saying. You don't know what you are saying. What you are saying can be from aspects of nifaq, and you don't know because you don't know nifaq. Because these days people are so enticed and amazed with perceived success and mental opulence. Allah protect all of us. Takzibur Rasul is nifaq, nifaq ul-i'tiqad. Denying the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. It's nifaq, hypocrisy, that is kufr. It expels the person from Islam. You are not a Muslim. Takzibu ba'dhi ma ja'a bihi ar-rasul. Denying, rejecting, and denying anything from all of what the Prophet brought, alayhi salatu wasalam. Number three, bughdu rasul, hating the Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. If you hate the Prophet, you are a kafir. No apologies. You are worse than the mushrik. Bughdu ba'dhi ma ja'a bihi ar-rasul, hating and disliking part of what the Prophet brought, anything from it. It is kufr. He did not hear what Allah said in Surah Muhammad, alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah said, وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا فَتَعْسًا لَهُمْ وَأَضَلَّ أَعْمَالَهُمْ. الَّذِينَ تَعْسًا لَهُمْ, woe be upon them, kufar. وَأَضَلَّ أَعْمَالَهُمْ, all their deeds will go to a naught. This is munafikun we are talking about. ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ كَرِهُوا مَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ. The reason why Allah is crossing them, like they hate what Allah has revealed. So hating anything from what Allah sent down in the Quran and the Sunnah is kufr. They don't like it. They hate it. They dislike it. And sometimes they reject it. That is takzib. They hate it. That is bughd. The fifth one, al-masarratu bil khifadhi din rasulillah. They are happy when the religion comes down. Let's not be talking about Islam too much, munafiki. Let's not be bringing religion into it. No, we can run the place as a secular country, munafiki. The least excuse is that you are speaking out of ignorance. Number six, al-karahiyatul intisari deen rasulillah alayhi salat. Hating that the deen of Rasul gets triumphant. Oh, in Europe, a lot of people are becoming Muslims. It's sad, munafiki. In US, a lot of people are becoming Muslims. It's sad, munafiki, keferini. Inside his mind is a kafir. So the success of the people of Islam, because of Islam, angers him, saddens him. It's munafiki. The sadness is inside his mind. That's where he's showcasing his kufr. Don't worry, if he finds a time to meet with his shayateen, he will expose that kufr to them. But don't forget that Allah sees your heart and he knows it, that you are a munafik. May Allah protect all of us. Ikhwa, we can stop here. We will come back to this class tomorrow. If we don't know what truly nifaq is, we cannot continue with this class. Because this is why Al-Imam Al-Bukhari said, Rahimahullah, لا يقول للمنافق. If a person is like this, it is clear this person is munafiq. You're not saying, Ya Sayyid, Master, Master, referring to munafiq. We'll come back to what the Prophet said about it, alayhi salatu. So the Iznillah, tomorrow we'll discuss the second aspect of nifaq, al-nifaqul amali, or al-nifaqul asgar, nifaq that has to do with the limbs. That one does not expel a person from Islam. Don't forget, this first one has to do with the heart. Inside his mind, he hates. Inside his mind, he belies. Inside his mind, he does not like, he's sad, he's in all of these. That is nifaku al-i'tiqati. The other one affects the limbs, what you do with the hand, with the mouth, and all of these. That one does not expel the victim of it from Islam. But it runs down his iman. It runs down his iman. And if all these symbols of the minor nifaq is found in an individual, it can easily make him grow one of these six that we have discussed, and he becomes expelled from Islam by his evil thoughts and his evil beliefs and conceptions. May Allah protect all of us. Ikhwa, I would prefer that we bring all the questions to class tomorrow. Let us go back with me. Everybody go and start checking. Check where you belong. Please check where you belong. May Allah protect all of us. Ibn Allah will come back to the class tomorrow to complete this discussion about nifaq. And then we can now read the hadith we are studying. Because the hadith is about munafiqun. What you should not say to a person who is clearly a munafiq. And they were clear munafiqun in the time of the Prophet. They were known. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the time of the Prophet, alayhi salatu wa sallam. Abdullah ibn Ubay ibn Salul was a munafiq. What was he feeling when the evil slander got spread about Aisha? Were they not happy? They were happy. They were insulting the Prophet. So those are munafiqun. May Allah protect us. Ikhwa, will come back to class tomorrow, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jazakum allah khairan ya shaykhana. Assalamu alaikum.
Amin wa iyakum. Amin. Aba Yusuf.
Shaykhana.